aber Gott ist schon im Vater in der Mitte des Mississippi Tier zu sein. Und in Chanukah, Neu Chanukah, ist ein Kiemitz, wo bin ich Vater in der Mitte. Und in der Mitte bin ich Vater in der Mitte, ist auch Zuhrkommisch. Und ich will even to take money, sell your clothing in order to do it. And here Rambam added the words in this halacha says, thou look in your vein, in this din of going out and getting money to buy Neu Chanukah, even if he's penniless, the Rambam added, Tzach Adam Yizoyeba, Kizdei, Lahudiyah Hanek, Lahosif, Beshevah Hakeh, Lahudoyah Adanit, Mishat Alamit. Rambam writes with Beirish that the reason you have to go and get the money and go to the slave nest, and through this, give Shevach and Hodor to Hashem, Adanit, Mishat Alamit. So you see that part of Tzach Adam is not just to tell people about the nest, about it as part of the nest, Lahudiyah Hanek, but also another dimension of Tzach Adam that through the Neir Chanukah we're Moshe and we're giving Shevach for Kodesh Baruch. So that fits into the Gemara's Lashon. The Gemara says, the Shana Haba, Kavum, the Yosef, the Halei of the Hodor. Halei, we simply say Halei for 8 days. The Hodor, according to the Rambam, means to light Neir Chanukah, like he said in Teir Gimel. But in Teir Gimel, he just said, La Halei to Lugalus and Nesh. He didn't mention the word being Moshe. Here in Teir Salad, you say, already says that through being Moses, through Pierce Manet, through being Moses, the Sheva Hakel, the Hodorim La Lamisim Shaflon, but this is the theme of being Moses, of saying, of giving Hodor Sheva for Hodor Tashem.
According to Rashi, there would be no din that an Amish would sell the clothing to Neir of Hanukkah?
No, well, no, there's no mocha for it, according to Rashi, right? Well, no. So the Rav wanted to give a little more heads up to this last halach in the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah of Chanukah, of Neir Chanukah, such a tremendously precious mitzvah that's machayev a person to go and borrow money to do the mitzvah, normally the apostles to even fill in. For other mitzvahs, the apostles, if there's no, you don't have the money, here you're chayev. So he wanted to say, because in the Rebbeinu Sadik Goyim, in the Sefer Mitzvah, in the Sadik Goyim, the Mitzvah Nun Tet, he speaks about the Mitzvah of giving Shevach for Kodesh Baruch Hu, for Halel, general, for Solis, for Nisim. So he mentioned that it has to do with the Mitzvah of the Nigdashi, the Sophonei Yisrael. Giving Shevach for Kodesh Baruch Hu, for Nisim, for a place that in Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us, we're being Makayim a mitzvah of Nikdashi, the Kiddush Hashem, of making God's name holy. So we know that in Kiddush Hashem, in certain places, you have a Valiyava, tremendously chomer mitzvah, and this is very chomer. Certain cases of Kiddush Hashem is Yahar Valiyava. Rather, this is not Yahar Valiyava, it's a different aspect of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to give Sheva, but because it's somehow included in that general mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so that's why in this particular mitzvah, given Shalom to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no Tour of Chomesh. There's no Tour of Chomesh. Tour of Chomesh applies to other mitzvahs of faith. But this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it has a Chumrah and the Ksuvim, an Isser, and the Torah from the Avedis and the Torah winds up somehow in Kiddush Hashem, that is the Zorah, the Reish, the Zamin, whatever, if somehow Litzah becomes an Aveira of Kiddush Hashem, all of a sudden new Chumrah in an Aveira of Yehoreh Valiyavah. But the same way, in a parallel fashion, in Mitzvah Tassay, normal Mitzvah Tassay, I'm required to spend only up to Chodesh, costing more than Chodesh out of Tzur. However, if the Mitzvah Tassay is Kiddush Hashem, there's a Chumrah to spend even your last penny for this Mitzvah Tassay. Not only your last penny, to go out and get money from other people in order to do this mitzvah tzei. And therefore there's a chiyuv on the Rambam to go and get money from anybody in order to do the mitzvah of Neir Chanukah. Another point that the Rav made in this halacha of Teir Dal Yudei, something which also Meir mentioned also, the Rambam says, Tzach Adam Mizoyeba Lahudi Anet Ulachosif Teshevach Hakel Vazor Amitri Shasalom. I thought Ana Mayoso, Shom and that Tzachar. So the Rav Meir, Rami is the Lashon that you explain the net, you show the net, and you're being motzer the shevach hakel. So this they say is a reference to the halacha of mahadrin and mahadrin and mahadrin. This is this gerov writes about in Sefer also. This gerov has asked a big kasha. He wants to know. Normally the gemara also says hidul mitzvah shlish mitzvah. That normally in the Hadra Mitzvah is supposed to spend a third more than the basic price. If the basic Esther costs $3 to get a kosher Esther, I should spend an extra dollar, a shlish, in order to get a nicer Esther, make it $4. So, you have the cash of this glove, you have the cash of paper, you have where to find Mahajim and the Mahajim, you have much more than shlish. Because every night I add another candle, so I'm going up 100%. From the first night to the second night, once it's Mahadrin, most people. So it's a hidden mitzvah. So a hidden mitzvah goes out shlish the mitzvah. All of a sudden here it's a new din, a hidden mitzvah, which from day one to day two is already 100% more. I'm doubling the whole expense in order to a hidden mitzvah. I've never found a hidden mitzvah more than a shlish. But this is all the problem. Rav said that for test, you see here in this last halacha in the Rambam, when the Rambam writes mitzvah ner Hanukkah, mitzvah chaviva adam ol, so hard to resolve it because they will be on that for a host of the shevach hakel. But the Rambam is saying that being Moses in the shevach that the ner Hanukkah seduces is part of the kiyum of ner Hanukkah. It's not. Normally a hit of mitzvah is a separate kiyum. In other words, if I can be Yotan Esrik with a $3 Esrik, and I go and I buy, instead of a $3, I spend another shlish, I spend $4. It's not that my mitzvah through the Esrik is a better mitzvah, according to the law. It's just that I have another kiyum, a separate kiyum on mitzvah, called Zekheri Vandei. So I'm a higher mitzvah, and these are four mitzvahs. But basic mitzvah through the Esrik is the same, whether it's a $3 Esrik, or $4 Esrik, or $50 Esrik. It's the same basic kiyum on mitzvah through the Esrik. That doesn't change. The only thing that changed was a separate kiyum of Zek Henry Ranzeh. Ranzeh was one of the mitzvahs. However, in Ner Hanukkah, since the mitzvah is Pirsim HaNes, and the Pirsim HaNes involved giving Shevach Hashem, but he made a reference to Purim, Pesach. And Pesach in Kippur Tzivos Mitzrayim, we say, call a Ma'aveh Reza Meshuvah. So being Ma'aveh, in the people you see in the shrine giving more Shevach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, do not accept the myth of Zek Heli Van Zeh. I do the myth of my day. No, and the basic kiyum of the Tipitius Mitzrayim of the Shevach is a truth. It's called a Marmalade and a Shuvach. So every time I add more Tipitius Mitzrayim or more Hallel and more Shevach, more Shiv Kisbokai, is the kiyum itself getting to be a bigger mitzvah in Tipitius Mitzrayim. The same thing in Ner Hanukkah. Since Ner Hanukkah is not just a mitzvah tzadlaka, and it's not just a mitzvah to tell people about the Ner, but by doing all of this, I'm giving Shevach for a dog for Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm showing Kodesh Baruch Hu that I appreciate what he did, and I'm giving him praises. So therefore, any Hatzafah, call her Mama, lays in the Shubach. So therefore, the Hatzafah, they were time of Kodesh, but through Mahadrin, and Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, is a keen in the very etzem mitzvah of Neilus Chaimah Kitzav. The keen of Neilus Chaimah Kitzav is more b'shlem. Therefore, there's no shum of shlish. The shum of shlish, as the law mentions in the Hiddur mitzvah, is only when it's a separate Hiddur. When the Hiddur is part of Kufa Shalom mitzvah atzma, especially in Shevach or Zohar Hashem, Kolamad, Reza Meshubah, so therefore, rather, there's no limit of shlish. You go 100%, 800%, and an eighth night, instead of lighting one candle, we light eight candles. Eight times, 800%.
There's also the halacha of the unselfish
government for the... Yes, therefore the Tameach and the Rav said it. Since the Rambam quotes this in the halacha, in order to which is Ner Hanukkah, the Rambam is talking writing that the Ani should sell his clothing to do Mahajim, Mahajim, Mahajim. And also another thing, it comes out according to this, that it's almost a chiyuv. Because you say, call a man or raise a mishubach. So it's almost a chiyuv. In other words, someone who's medantic and mitzvah must do this. Because why should someone do the most basic and just chiyuv? So you want to do a mitzvah, which is. So it's almost a chiyuv. It's more than simply being a hit or mitzvah. And therefore, the Rambam writes, you just have to sell your clothing to do mahajim, mahajim, and mahajim. Here's a very important point, that Hindu mitzvah and Hanukkah is a special case. And it's almost a chiyuv. It'll help in certain shayim. Now, the Rav also says that another marker for the concept is in the actual koteret. In the original headline that Rambam wrote at the beginning of Hilchot Chanukah. Here the Rambam writes in this koteret, it's a very strange thing. He writes, Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah, Yesh b'chlolon shtei mitzvot aseh medivrei sofer ve'enam min amin. The laws of Megillah and Chanukah have two mitzvot aseh medrabon, which are not part of the 630 mitzvot aseh. Right, it's clear enough. However, if you go through the four chapters, you suffer a tremendous omission. Because in Tevet Gimel of Hilchot Chanukah, after it's just beginning discussing Chanukah, the Rambam makes a tangent. And he mentions that the mitzvah say halal in Chanukah, and then he spends, 10 halachas or so, it's almost a whole period discussing the halachas of halal. So all the dinim of halal, and the yomtiv, chodesh, how you say halal, etc., all of this he has in his Hilchot Chanukah. Now, say halal on the yomtiv, or say chodesh for Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. This is Ramban. Right, Ramban says in Sefer Mitzvah Rishon that saying Hallel outside the Beit Midrash is only Mitzvah Rabban. But the Chiyuv Rabban is there to show Mitzvah Rabban because it's a Hallel. The Chiyuv Rabban. So it's a Mitzvah Rabban. And the Ramban quotes all the halachas here in Hilchot Chanukah. So why didn't the Ramban? Ramban is not being bashful. He's saying I'm counting Mitzvah Rabban in the Koseret, in his headline. He should have said, Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah, Yesh b'chlolon, Shalosh, Mitzvot Aseh, Medivrei Tzeis, V'ein Min Aminim. So he said, I'm going to discuss with these halachas, Megillah v'Chanukah, Shvi Mitzvot Midrabbana. I'm going to discuss Megillah, Chanukah, and Halah. Because he discussed all the halachas of Halah, and Sukkot, and Pesach, and whatever. So this is Mitzvot Midrabbana too. Why did the Rambam leave out? He says, Yesh b'chlolon, Shtei Mitzvot Aseh. Mitzvot Aseh, Megillah, and Hanukkah, so the Rav said like this, because since the theme of Neir Hanukkah is Hallel, it's really Hallel, it's Shevach Lo Zoreh. So when you say, so in the mitzvah, he says, Yesh Tein Mitzvah Tein, there's a mitzvah of Megillah, Purim, and then there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah, which is really Hallel. So Hallel includes within it the mitzvah of Hanukkah. So it doesn't have to count Chanukah and Hallel as two separate mitzvahs of Rabbanon. One mitzvah of Rabbanon, giving of saying Hallel, Shevach Lashem, Anisim and Yeshua, is the mitzvah. Part of that mitzvah is to light candles. Most of the year when I say Hallel, I say the words. And on Chanukah, besides saying the words of Hallel, I give Hallel to Kadosh Baruch Hu by lighting the menorah. Therefore, the Rambam actually counts it to the merger into one mitzvah and Rabban.
Isn't there also mitzvah of Ma'at Havlach?
There is a mitzvah of Ma'at Havlach, but the Kiyum is a Kiyum Halach. Kiyum is a Kiyum Halach. Yes.
The Pierce
Manet is doing that. The Pierce Manet, I mentioned.
Yeah, but there's also.
The simple mitzvah of Ma'at Havlach. Yeah. Right. The simple mitzvah of Ma'at Havlach is not. This doesn't need to explain.
Yeah,
I was referring to the Kiyum. The Kiyum. Right. Even the Ma'at Havlach might be a Kiyum. Right. The Rav always said that in the Hakadosh, the Rav says that the Rambam focuses on the kiyum, the real central kiyum, rather than all the nice and mitzvahs, the tshuva, the tefillah. Right. Okay. And I think he said it about Pichrush. Why the Rambam says that you have to do more than a chumash for the Pirsum Anes, for Shevach, for Zal Hashem. But since it's because of a net, you're giving Shevach for Nisim, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Nisim, that it burns more than one night. A Kaddish Baruch Hu did a net, he went beyond the Shear. The Shear in nature, that's only burned one night, and Kaddish Baruch Hu made it burn 8 nights. So our response is that we'll spend more money than the Shear. Shear normally spend the Chomesh. But since this mitzvah behind the Galus HaMed, because Baruch Hu went out of his way to go beyond what he should have done in Tevah, So we also do more. Normal mitzvah say, we only spend the chomer. So this mitzvah say is for dollars and men. So we spend even money we don't have. Oh. So now, according to this, is enough. Nina Allah Alamaita. There's a long discussion in the Tzedeker. Do it all things it down. There's a big problem whether you make a bracha. Discuss all the things about it. You make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. You make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. So we all know the marshal that let's say I shook a roof and asked it, which was say $25 cheaper. Then later I see someone has $100 roof and so I go and I tell him, give me a roof and that's why I shake. So you make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. Or not. So there's a whole discussion. So the thing is, what about Neir's Hanukkah? Someone's not home, his wife lights for him, because the mother says he's happy that he gets it, because his wife lit the candle. He comes home ready, he wants the light. So he lights later on, and he's basically only doing a mitzvah of Mahajan. Never chalecha b'yach. He's ready, he's ready, the basic mitzvah of Neir's who based off, because his wife lit for him. So he comes home, he wants to hit the mitzvah. Never call Echabia. Every person tried his own candle. It's only his and mitzvah. You make a book on the his and mitzvah. The Mishnah Brua and says he shouldn't, Mishnah actually says he should not make a book. He says only if you make up with your wife before, she's going to like to say 5 o'clock. And you're going to come home at 11 o'clock at night, very late. So you want to be your figure with the 5 o'clock lighting. That is not. So then he says you have no, so you can come home at 11 o'clock, you can light it, you cannot make a bracha, because there's only a hidden mitzvah. However, if you tell your wife that you should not be machaven to be yaitzi, it's not to you, and you're machaven not to be yaitzi with her, then you come home later, you won't yaitzi, and you make a bracha on the basis of the mitzvah. That's what he likes. And the Tzedek also seems to mean not to make a bracha on this mitzvah. However, the Rosh said that maybe other, and other mitzvahs with a hidden mitzvah. They take a move and effort later, a second time, a third time. Because as we said before, doing a hidden mitzvah in general is only a zekeli van ben, just a chaviv with a mitzvah. It's not a basic key. However, maybe Chanukah, Lahutia, Lagalat HaNes, Lashevach, Lahagol HaShem, so here the Mahajan is part of the key of Ner Chanukah. So therefore, they say, the Rosh says, his father says that you could make a bracha on the family. The Rosh says that the Testament of Chaim, that your time held, you could make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah of Ner Chaim. It's a very important stuff, because I know a lot of, I have many times to come meet them, I ask Mamish this Shaila, what they should do. The boy just came to me today. He says that his mother would like for him at home at 5 o'clock. And he will first be able to light candles much later when he finishes class. So what should he do? 5 o'clock. It's a much better man, because according to the Rambam, that's the only man. If you light later on, and you'd be relying on a sheet of the reed, nowadays, you don't have to keep this man of the Gemara. You light later on. However, the Rambam never called it the sheet of the reed. The Rambam writes, you have to be only the additional man. It's just Hishkakam, no? It's a Cholegam and Ashok. The Rambam writes, it's Chatishah. From a lot of people, it's only Chatishah. So if he had a 5 o'clock lighting, he'd be ready to sheet of the Rambam. It's a very important thing. However, you want the light later on, and he comes back to his room, so you make a bracha. You can have it both ways. The other day, 5 o'clock, Mary should say so, facing mitzvah with somebody else. And then later on, he do the hidden mitzvah, Nela Chalecha, and light himself. You want to make a bracha. It's real funny, lighting Mary's Hanukkah later without a bracha. Makaba not to be Yosef. So according to the law, the Shem of Chaim, his father, that you can have the advantage both ways. You can be Yosei at 5 o'clock in the man of the Rambam who marries you days, right? You get the basic team, and then when you light later on yourself, you're getting again a team of Ner Chanukah Mamash. Because it'd be most of the Sheva Chakel, the team of Ner Chanukah Mamash, and therefore you can make a book a second time. Yeah. Also, for example, there'd be another Nafkamina. This is not even a summons of the Rav, right? He may be sometimes also be like. For example, the question is a Birchas Hazoreh. So Birchas Hazoreh, someone who's not going to light candles, if you see someone else's candles, make a Birchas Hazoreh. Let's say make the shasri. He doesn't say Raham makes the shasri. Let's say you see a nail mahatru, but you see someone's hand from the window, but he's only seeing the mahatru. He's only seeing because the third candle already went down. In other words, when I light candles, in general, let's say I'm lighting the sixth candle, the third candle is the basic key. The next five are mahatru. So let's say someone's passing by, he's not going to light nail kind of, but whatever the need. And he sees it, he doesn't see the basic candle. The basic candle went out already, he just sees the mahatri. And you make a shot to Nisan there. So according to the law, there's no question that you certainly can, because the kiyum or fear to manet, or the hidu mitzvah, the extra candle, is gufei shel neilus chanukah. It's not stami hidu mitzvah ba'alma, but it's chest of neilus chanukah mamash. So the chest of the neir, whether it's the first neir of neilus shubeta, or it's the additional neilus of mahadrin, will have the same kaloi shem neilus chanukah, the full neir chanukah, the cholos dos. So therefore, you can certainly make a birchas hazon.
The lady writes that even according to my Brahman and Gemara, Sphere of Hishman and Shema, Bigman, the Shabbat, Ema, Bigman, the Hanukkah, but that's only the Gabe, the Iker, and Nair. Well, if the Mahajan Nair goes, he says, you could certainly write even those two of Hishman and Shema, Bigman, the Shabbat, and Ema. But with this far as he's close to that, maybe
they would be wrong. Yeah, I think it would.
So you wouldn't be able to make such a full.
Right. Because by Zayda's family, you're saying, the way he's saying it over, but Zayda's family is saying that the other neighbors, I just came up with a ma'isa ablaka. So it's a mitzvah for ma'isa ablaka of additional candles. But the seis hakim of piyusa manet is only the first candle. So therefore, the kapsuzaka could switch between, or the tzivos hishmanim, shama chachamim could switch between the first and the other. According to the law, no, it's the same chesed shel mitzvah, same kiyum, and it's just how called a ma'isa ablaka, right? Now, another marker for the idea of Pirtum Anet is in the fact that we make two blocks. First block, I should be shown the La'adis Neir of Hanukkah, and then you make a block of Sh'at Nisim. So the block of Sh'at Nisim is clearly a block of because of the net. Now, it's not just that the Ner Chanukah reminds me that there was a Ner, but they show us a Nisim. For example, the Gemara says that a Roa Mok Shanas and Nisim Abiseinu, Mavoch, Shas and Nisim Abiseinu, Lokim Hazeh. He goes to Yazen. See the place where Yeshua and then walked over with the Jews and the island split. So you should say, Baruch Shalom, Yisrael, and Hashem, welcome home there. So, you could say, see a Ner Chanukah reminds me there once was a Ner, that's a long time ago, there was a Ner, that's a Ner, so this is my book, well, my name is Manazet. So, but that's not true, wait, it's not just that the Ner Chanukah reminds me, and therefore I say Baruch Hashem. The Ner Chanukah itself is the piercing of the net. So I say Shasem Nisim, and I see the Ner Chanukah, the role, see the Ner Chanukah, he says Shasem Nisim, he's saying it's Kala on the net. This Ner is the chesed which the Shasem Nisim is Chal. Because this Ner is the Ner which is a chesed of Shevach Hashem. The Ner itself is Meshabeach, will give you Shevach Adol Hashem, and the Shasem Nisim is part of that Kiyum of Shevach Adol Hashem, which is the Chesda, which is the result of this Chesda of Ner Chanukah. It's much better than just Roa Mokum Shanaas of Al Nisim. This doesn't actually remind you. It is itself, the Pirsum Anesh itself. Now, with this idea, we understand the fact that the Tosfos and Sukkos to this. We don't really understand why you even raise the issue. The Tosfos on the Gemara must be right in Ner Chanukah. You see the Ner Chanukah, Tzorach Uvav Shasem Yisrael. Tosfos asks the Kasha, Tosfos says, the Shah Mitzvahs, from Lula of the Sukkah, Lo Tzakinu Lebarach Lola, and the Gabi Ner Chanukah, Shem Chivus Tanet. The other Mitzvahs, Lula of the Sukkah, one mistaken because it's lower, but now Hanukkah they did because of Chiva Sanyam. Chayyus, the Mamash of Pelotig, I just don't know why was the Havamin and Pesach to ask the Sukkah men go. What would the Havamin and Pesach want to know? If I see a room on a Sukkah, I should make a Brechus of Roa? So, Chayyus, the Shad is, at least by Sukkah, I mean, who would I don't know, but Sukkah, the Chayyus, the Shad is, I just know, this number says, also says, why do you think the Sukkah of Manyagi there is Brechus? Keep the Sukkah for Shabti. So, in Sukkah itself, it reminds me that there was a Yitzias Messiah, that there was a net, Sukkah for Shabti, in the Midbar. So, that's apparently takes this question. It says, if I look at the Sukkah, I'm supposed to remember the Manya Yudur Seichem, keep the Sukkah for Shabti, I'm supposed to remember Yitzias Messiah, but I should say Shabti, like I come to a Mokkah. So now I survive this Mokkah by the Yahweh. Reminds me, I know my Jewish history, and I like Jewish archaeology, and I like geography, so I remember, oh, here's where Yeshua ben Nun caught the Yadim. So I get excited, so I say, Shasim Yishim, it's a Bichas HaRoah. Okay, so I see something, it also gets me excited, I can see strange animals, like Roah, Rechaya, Shuna, I think it isn't Bichas HaRoah, it's a whole page of Bichas HaRoah, things just make people excited, because of Shevet HaShem. So it says, there's, you see a Sukkah, you don't get excited. Remember, you see a Zion, you say something. The Pesach says, no, it's not true. This is the guy with Pesach then. The Pesach says, according to the Rav, Pesach says that in Sukkah, it's just a reminder. He's a Sukkah, and my answer is Seichem, and reminds me, and the Hanami, this is for guys in Zion, because Rav is who cares about. However, if the Chesed of the Sukkah is not a Chesed, which exists for Pierce Manet, now Shein came, the neighbor's Hanukkah, and that Hanukkah, I said, is different. Mishum Chiva Sanet. Chiva Sanet? That doesn't mean this net is more special than that net. It's all one net, another net. They're all the Chodesh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Seder. You know, the Chilak is that in Eilus Hanukkah, the Chesed of Nach Hanukkah itself is Pirsa Manet. That's what it exists. It exists to give Pirsa Manet. It exists in order for us to give Shevach Hashem to the net. The Meirah, I say, Shah Sanitim, the different Machayim. I'm not saying Shah Sanitim because this net reminds me what happened, and I got excited over the historical events which happened years and years ago. I'm saying that Shasta Nitzin, because in this Ner Chanukah itself, I'm seeing the Shevach Lazar Hashem for the net. That's Machai Nitzin, to participate in the Shevach Lazar with the Shasta Nitzin. And I want to share from a Gash and Zach, the Chon Mabachar, he was trying to say that the Shasta Nitzin makes me a Mavlik. Makes me a Mavlik. But that's about what he said. But in any event, the Rosh said, that the Sha'asa Nitzim makes me a participant in the Pirsa Manet of the Ner. That this Ner is this Mepasim Ner, and that's a fundamental key in that Lachas Ner Chanukah, Mepasim Ner, but saying Sha'asa Nitzim are participating in the key of Pirsa Manet, through the Ner. That's how sometimes the Rav, contrary to a lot of other people, I don't know, contrary to the rabbis in America, the Rav is very opposed to all any kind of Pirsa Manet and Zrachas especially, which didn't fit exactly to the halacha of Ner Chanukah. So the only time you can say a Sha'asa Nisim if it's a Chesed of Ner Chanukah. But not stam, you do something to get excited on Chanukah about the history of Chanukah. So in those days, they used to have every year Chanukah band rally in Madison Square Garden. 25,000 people would come together for a very band. And big ceremonies, they would light the menorah in Madison Square Garden. So he said, no, because that, another big yisod by the Rav is that to have a Ner Chanukah, it has to be in a bayis. Because the Gemara says, Ner Yishu Beiso, Mezuzah Yamin, the Ner Chanukah Mismol. So the Rav always said, you cannot have a Ner Chanukah unless it's in somebody's bayis, unless it's in where a person lives. Otherwise, you know, the whole figure, Achsanoi, if you're guessing someone's house, the whole big problem the Gemara has, if you can ever participate, a person doesn't have a bias, who is not shocked to this bias in terms of living there, cannot like Hanukkah. The test of now Hanukkah needs the bias, it's just like a mezuzah. Mezuzah without a bias, it's not a mezuzah, it's just a kesef haidish. Shem mezuzah is only going to put a mamish on the bias. There's also a lot of talk about that. So, Neir's Hanukkah also, we don't put a Ner Chanukah by a day, it's not a Ner Chanukah. So Ner Chanukah in Madison Square Garden, or a Ner Chanukah on George Washington Bridge, or Tri-Fold Bridge, or this bridge, or that bridge, is a constant, is nothing. Nothing. And the Rav is not even piercing my neck. Not only can't you make a bracha, because I have a chal Hashem nech anaka, the Rav said, you can't, it's not even called piercing my neck. Because piercing my neck can only be done through where the chazal or masakin. The chazal or masakin is the neighbor's hanaka. The Rambam said, the fichach, the Rambam writes, the Rav mentioned before me, the name there is Gimu, the Rav said, only one way the Hanukkah will go out the net. It doesn't say you make Hanukkah parade or Hanukkah plays or Hanukkah concert. There's only one way the Hanukkah will go out the net is by lighting Neighbor's Hanukkah of Tisseh Abbasin, by the Bible. Well, that guy's not a Kala Shef Nechan. Of course, not even piercing my net. It's nothing. Certainly, you can't make a bracha. The bracha is part of the team of piercing my net. It has to do with the chesed of the net. So really, so once we went so far, we got into a new shayla about the bracha of Sha'at Nisim. The shayla was, is the bracha of Sha'at Nisim a birchas hamavlik or a birchas haroh? For the first glance, Mar says, haroh nechanach ha'chayim b'baruch Sha'at Nisim. So the chayla is a birchas haroh, someone sees it. Now, when I light Hanukkah candles, why do I make a Sha'at Nisim? Because I also see it. I'm not making the Sha'at Nisim because of market. I'm not working. Anybody walking on the street to see the Nech Hanukkah should say Sha'at Nisim. So, according to him, so that's one possibility. It's a Birchas Haroah. Another possibility is, when I'm Madlik, the Sha'at Nisim becomes a Birchas Habavlik. As it was a nice outlooking stuff. Which then means that it could even be called a birchas hamitzvah. A birchas hamitzvah. A mitzvah hadlach. So, there's a machlokes harishon. Rav said there's two machlokes harishonim which are tluya zu b'zu on this particular shayla. One machlokes harishonim is, before down the guard's mind in this, okay? One machlokes harishonim is, when do you say the birchas sha'at nisim? You say the birchas sha'at nisim before you madlik, or do you say the birchas sha'at nisim after the hadlach? So for example, the first night, that's like one candle. So according to one opinion, we shine them as I make. The Hadlik, Sha'at Nisim, Shachiyanu, and then I light. According to another opinion, we shine them, I say, La Hadlik, and then I light, and I say, Sha'at Nisim, Shachiyanu. That's one machlaikis. There's another machlaikis about the Ma'alok of Birchas Haroah. Birchas Haroah, as Ma'al says, Haroah Ne'achan V'chai V'boruch. Some Rishonim say, good, anybody who sees a Nechanaka, the first time you see a Nechanaka, you should say Sha'at Nisim. Some Rishonim say, no, only if you're never going to light this night. You're not going to light. If you see a Nechanaka, you should say Sha'at Nisim. However, the Misha of the Mahadlik, someone who will light, should not say Sha'at Nisim, you didn't be able to roll. He should wait until he's Mahadlik. That's what Rishonim say. Rashi in Shabbos, Rashi says, Birchas Haroah, Shalo Hidlik Adayin, O Yoshe Betzvim. So, Shalo Hidlik Adayin means you don't know. He didn't write. He didn't write later, like I said. Yoshe Betzvim, though, Yoshe Betzvim, the Rav said, means not that he's on Queen Elizabeth. He's Elizabeth as a bias. Yoshe Betzvim means he's on a robo. Some crazy reason, then a robo. The night of Hanukkah, and in the same the road boat the whole night. So he's never going to come home. He has no bag. He's a Yoshit Bishina. He's a homeless person. He's living in a road boat. He will never come home. He has no bag. So he will never be Mavlik. So Rashi says, if someone will never be a Mavlik, he should say, Sha'at Nisim. Mashal from that end of the Rashi, Yoshit Bishina, and also at the beginning, for Hitler Kadari, it's Mashal that if he will be Mavlik later, he should wait. And say the Sha'at Nisim later on. In the Sha'at Adlok.
He's a Sha'at
Nisim Kadai. Maybe he's going to do it. Okay, because it's a Sha'at Nisim Kadai. Right. But the Yoshit Bessina certainly will never lie. Yoshit Bessina. In fact, I would think clearly, based upon the way the Rav learned the Rashi Bessina, for guys in a car. Ben Chanukah night, driving in a car. There's a car, instead of the bias, so I'd love his name is Chanukah. The car is covered from the roof. Not a bias from the roof. I don't know if it's a diet for Hanukkah. Anyway, it's thinking. What about an airplane? An airplane, you can spend Hanukkah night in an airplane. You light Neir Hanukkah in the plane. You can get away with it. Students won't see it. So you can light the Neir Hanukkah in the smoking section. and the Hedra, the light of Meir of Hanukkah, which is a bias. Falcon is in a royal zone, oil. Anyway, so, this is rough, you need a fast. So, what are these two
Bakwa that can get? From the first Shiva,
you write it for me, so the So therefore, even if someone will be mavlik later on, you should say the bracha now. Because right now, the first time you see, you have a chiyuv of sichas haroah. And later on, the mavlik later will also be sichas haroah. So therefore, and if that's the case, that it's a sichas haroah, but then you have a second halacha, then even if you are mavlik, you shouldn't say the shor senisim until after you're mavlik. First you should be mavlik, and then say shor senisim, because what? I have to be a lawyer. I don't see it. How can I say a bircha shor? So if bircha shor to Eden, bircha to Loa, so we come out with these two conclusions. First of all, whether you'll be mavid later on or not is irrelevant. The first time you see the candle, you should say shor to Eden. And second, you should only say shor to Eden after the candle is burnt. So if I even have a mavid, I should not say the shor to Eden before. I should say it only after I do.
Yeah, well, then why don't you say even if you lived before?
You already said shor to Eden. Then the Shah Sunitan becomes a Bechat HaMavli. So the Bechat HaMavli, and it has an additional key. It's like, it's almost like a Bechat HaMavli. Yeah,
but
that's
not the
I'm Roer. I'm walking on the street. I'm going to be Mavlik later. It takes me to skip what I'm doing now, not to respond to the Rehiyah, and to say, I'll get a bigger mitzvah, I'll show up to need some later by waiting for the Hadlaka. So I should delay for later, yes. Right. Now, the Rav says two things. First, he says Reb Chaim, on his way home from shul, Chanukah, used to walk with his eyes covered, just to look down on the ground and have his hands around his eyes, not to see any other nail. Chanukah, he didn't want to have a machayu of a birchas alone. So the Tzom Rishonim, Reb Chaim always tried to be as many Rishonim as possible. But from the Tzom Rishonim, in fact, I'm going to go home and be mavlik at home, it's not a shul of birchas alone right now. So therefore, when he came from the left shul, he kept his eyes down, not to see any kind of the candles until he came home and lit his own kind of candles. That's number one. And then, the like this, they wanted to be Yosei as many sheep as possible. So they came up with the following. They said that the first night, the main problem is you say the Shas and Nisim in the house. You say before your Mavlik, with the Birchas of Mavlik, or they say after Mavlik, the Birchas of Rolik. The first night, Shulchan Aruch says you make it before. Shulchan Aruch passes that the Birchas of Mavlik. Shulchan Aruch also passes that if you're going to be Mavlik later, you should wait for the Shas. Make a Birchas of Mavlik. You make it before. However, the time said that the second night, you can be Yosef both sheep. What will you do the second night? You make a lahavlik national Chanukah before the first candle. Then you light the first candle without a shasa nisim. Then you look at it, of course you're looking at it. So then you say shasa nisim. Then you mavlik the second candle. Now if you do it this way, you make the shasa nisim after the first, before the second candle on that second night, that shasa nisim can be worked both directions. It can be viewed as a birchas haroeh on the first candle, so I'm making it after the first candle is lit. It must be a birchas hamavlik before the second candle. That's why I'm making it. And this, of course, in the Shittaso, we said before that the Rav of time held that the Mahadrin, a Ner Chanukah, which is a Ner of the Mahadrin, the second candle, is a full chesed shel Ner Chanukah, a full chal Hashem, Pisimanet, and has all the conditions of a full Ner Chanukah, so therefore it's mitzvah in a birchas hamavlik. To make a birchas hamavlik on Mahajin and Mahajin and Mahajin. Instead, it's supposed to be Yosef with his wife, Havlok at 5 o'clock, and make his own birchas hamitzvah and Havlok later on for his own Mahajin. Because a Mahajin and Ner Chanukah is a full kiyum of Ner Chanukah. Now, the Rav said that this also explains the Masechet Sotah. The Masechet Sotah writes that you do like this. You say, it's a very interesting Masechet Sotah. You write in the Seder of Hadlakas Neilut. He says, you make the bracha of Lahavlik Neshel Chanukah. Then you say, Haneir Shalalu. And then you say, Shas Nisim Shachiyah. It's not like we do. In the Seder, it says, you do Lahavlik Neshel Chanukah, Shas Nisim Shachiyah. Then you say, Haneir Shalalu. Which, Masechet Sotah puts Haneir Shalalu after Lahavlik, before the Shas and Nisim. The Rosh says it like this, because Haneiros Halalu, according to Sefer Sofrim, is part of the mitzvah of Pirsum Hanet. Because Pirsum Hanet, Rosh says, Shevach Oidor Lashem. So, Pashut means to have to, I light the candle, and I have to explain to people what this net is all about, that they never saw the shame, and etc. Nisim and his wife. And then, so it's, to say it, to explain it, the Pontaneiros Halalu is actually part of the Pirsum Hanet and part of the Shevach Vayikar. So therefore, right after you make the Havlaka, you should explain what am I being mavlik. And clearly, then, according to Sefer Sofrim, the Shas and Nisim is a Birchas Halalu. Because it's being mavlik. You say the Birchas Lashik Mahavlik, you say Haneiros Halalu, a mavlik. Now I have a full mechanic. So the Haneiros Halalu is part of the Koveya, the Chalos Shem Chesed, of the Chesed of Mechanic. This is called Mechanic because I had a Rishma, and I explained as I was mavlik what this thing is. And then I look at it, and I think the Mechanic, if I say Sha'at Nisim, as a response, because Shabbat was all Hashem through a bracha. According to the Masechet Tefillin, it's all integrated into the Kiyum of Pirsa Manet. But the Kiyum of Pirsa Manet is a Havlaka, which then is followed by Neres Kalola, which then is followed by the Shabbat of Bracha of Shasim. Now this leads us to the halacha of Asayim Ha'ibayis HaNes. The Gemara says that Nashim HaChayav is called Asayim Ha'ibayis HaNes. The Gemara mentions this in three places, in Hanukkah, in Megillah, and in Abba Kosher Shel Yai. All three have the same common denominator of Pirsum HaNes. It also says, it says that Kasha Megillah Bathdali, and again, Sukkah, other mitzvahs. Why did you say Achim Ha'ibayis HaNes? They also went out and see it in Mitzrayim. They don't say women are Chayavis in Sukkah, they're Chasim. So Tosfos, okay, have reason with Mahalach. So the Rosh says that it's not, that according to our Mahalach, it's not a Kasha, because Neus Chanukah, our Kaisis, our Chelus, Mitzrayim, Gilah, all of these mitzvahs, the Pirsum HaNes, the Shabbat is the actual chesed of the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself. Mamash, you give Shabbat like our Mitzvah. Yeshua. But the Sukkah, the reason may have been, the reason Sarah says, my end of Eretz Sefem, the Taka has this historical background. However, that's not the Kiyum. The Kiyum of Sukkah is simply sitting in the Sukkah. This, by the way, is against the Bach. The Bach writes that normally Mrs. Ainah Tichot Kavanah, but Sukkah, we say you should have Kavanah because you have to know the Manedah of Sechem is part of the Kiyum. But the Rav said they just didn't accept the Shvach. And the Rav said, no, the Sukkah is just the Ma'at and Mitzvah Yeshiva of the Sukkah. The Tav, so says, Manedah of Sechem, many reasons, but so this is Mitzvah, so this isn't the Tav, that's not the actual Kiyum. So Ha'ain Harba Eishan Nes, that women are Chayavah, is only when the Nes, and the Shadow for the Nes, is the actual Etzem Kiyum HaMitzvah, like his name is Hanukkah, Kriyat Megillah, or Dalat Kasher Shel Yayin, but not in Sukkah. Then in Matzah, there's a whole discussion in Tosfos week. Also with Avin Ha'ibayis HaNes, that Rav said that his parents would not work in Matzah, because in Echanami, Matzah, the Ramban says that eating Matzah itself is a typical of Mitzrayim, so therefore, you could maybe argue that you should have said Achim HaYibayis HaNes in Achilut Matz. Now, in Achim HaYibayis HaNes, the Tosfos says in Megillah that if a woman reads the Megillah, she's not mostly a man, the Bahad, because she's only Achim HaYibayis HaNes. So, I know, in one of the Sfarim, we wrote, I think, six different Shatim that the Rav gave in that Tosfos. I don't remember which day, but the Magaya Lanu, the Ramosha Salvation, he says that the child in the test is why women cannot be mighty men in Kriya from Megillah. So the Kasha is that the Gemara's Beferish and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos is not obeyed. Gemara's Beferish, that the Beferish said, my wife is dying in time, I can't listen to my students. Beferish and Gemara. The women are only kind of having her voice on this. And the woman is mostly a man, and Avraham's name is Hanukkah. And Kriyas Megillah, Dr. Ba'ad, a woman cannot be mostly a man. What's the chiluk? So the Moshe Salvation said, the chiluk is the following, that in Kriyas Megillah, there's two kiyum. There's one kiyum, the Kriya, in Amish, you're reading Perisha B'Sav, from the class, from the trust, and everything, but the Kiyum of Kriya of B'Tzibu. Women, we know in general, are Mufka from Talmud Torah. So that Kiyum of Talmud Torah, which men have, you can't say she's Chayevah because of Achim HaYibayis HaNes. She's not a Bat Chiyum of Talmud Torah. However, there's a second dimension to the Kiyum of Kriya, which is also Pirsum HaNes, the same Baruch HaShar Panisim. In the story, so we stand up for all Hashem, and we were far from the net. But there were Machai women in that second dimension of the Kiyum of Megillah, the Kiyum of Pirsum HaNes. However, Ne'er Hanukkah, the whole Kiyum basically is Pirsum HaNes. The whole Kiyum is Pirsum HaNes. So in that sense, women are just like men. So therefore, women should relate to the men. Now, of course, you get into a problem here because we said before that Neirat Hanukkah has a double key, the key of Hadlaka, as well as the key of Kirsten and Neirat. So it's a problem. But I don't even know, in general, that Ezra Rux used to like to say, as far as this problem, that if a wife's life in the house for the husband is not there, she's not being married to him with the key of Hadlaka. Because the Ma'is Hadlaka he didn't do, she did the Ma'is Hadlaka, and the Rav was very much opposed to say that she's a shliach. She's not a shliach. Because in general, the Rebbeim felt that there's no shlichus in mitzvah. Can't be a shliach to come to do a mitzvah. But the Rebbeim held that shlichus is only shayach when there's a violin, and there's no violence on the mitzvah. There's no shlichus in the mitzvah. So only by asylum, like in a call, then you have it in a shtifl, like giving the institution, medical mental, but not in plain mitzvah, there's no shtifl. So a woman who lies in more than a second, she's a shliach. So the special halacha, the halacha is that since he's the Baal HaBayit, and there's a Ner Hanukkah in his Bayit, Hakama was Ner Yeshu Beiso, that the Bayit has a chesed of Ner Hanukkah, so anybody in the Bayit is Yosef, because they're talking. But what are they Yosef? They're not Yosef the Kim Hadlaka, she didn't do the Ma'is Hadlaka thing. She's not his shliach. But they are Yosef, the Kim of Pierce the Manet, in the Bayit. So according to the Rav, again, if he comes home and he wants the light, namely he wants to get the Kim of a Ma'is Hadlaka, so that he can do, the Teres Mahash. So according to the Rav, if once he's already Makayim to his wife, the Kim of Pierce the Manet, to the fact that the candle is in his bias, so then the male he's possible from a mice from Mrs. Hadlaka. The Mrs. Hadlaka, even if you say there's two Mrs. Hadlaka plus Pierce and Manesh, but the Mrs. Hadlaka is only to light a candle for which I will be Makayan the main key, which is Pierce and Manesh. So then, because you have all these Hadlaka that have to light it, which is Fish Bacham, Shtich Legam, and Ashok, so this man of Pierce and Manesh, who must have to have a Shia Shemen, which is Pierce Manet, I have to have enough oil to last, which is Tish Tachas and Amar Shuk. I have to put it within 20 Amis, because the Ramal has Amma, people don't see it. So all this, even if you say that the Mrs. Hadlaka, but the Mrs. Hadlaka is only to create a Nech Hanukkah, which is a Nech Hanukkah, which has Pierce Manet. There's no separate Mrs. Hadlaka to say. The Mrs. Hadlaka is a Mrs. Hadlaka together with a separate Kiyum of Pierce Manet. So the Mrs. Hadlaka is totally under Pierce Manet. Pierce Manet is a Tanai and all the Dinam of Hadlaka, the Chesem, the Shemen, and the Zman, and the Makkum, all the Dinam of Hadlaka are totally in the Kim of Pierce Manet. The Kim of Pierce Manet is the Ikka Kim of Hanukkah. So therefore, what does the husband accomplish when his wife lies in the house? The Ma'is Hadlaka he didn't get from the husband, because she did the Ma'is Hadlaka. She's not a Shliach. He doesn't even know when she does it. He didn't discuss it himself. The Maharaj said that there, in fact, in those days, the Maharaj used to leave their wives for a long time, and the Kiva left his wife for how many years? So, very many, a lot of years. So, he didn't know how long a day was away from his house. He said, my wife liked me. So, you don't have to have a distinction, not a shliach. So, Kima Hadlaka he never got. He got the Kima, Pierce Manet, because his wife has a chest of Nechamak, which is his main Kiva. So, and Hadlaka you don't need then. What other kind of Pierce Manet?
That's
what
you have to do, you can make a rough
labor.
I like
to be
ready
to do that. That's not welcome, then. A nice hadlaka, a that's the God's word. In fact, the Rav was very concerned about it, because your kasha was a kasha. The Rav spent a lot of time talking about it, thinking about it. That there's a switch, that the Mahadrin says, never cholecha be'echot, and all of a sudden, a nice hadlaka becomes the king of me'atzim. Because Pierce Manasseh already was Makayim. The special, that this is a new kind of a Mahajan, that the Gufa Shal Mitzvah in a sense is changing. It's changing from a Kim of Chesed, that I have a Yachas to a Chesed which created Pierce Manasseh Hanukkah. I'm about a bias, my bias is such a man. And now all of a sudden, a new Maisa Mitzvah and a Kim of Me'atma to do a Maisa Adlaka, like putting on fill-in or shaking with an essence, the new mitzvah, the light in their Hanukkah, to do a mitzvah about Lachas Nechanukkah. fact, the Rav lesson, I don't have the time today to go through it, but there's a whole big shiur that he discussed that many Rishonim don't accept it. This is the Ramah. The Ramah says, Nelech HaRecha V'Echa means that each person likes his own name and time. But many Rishonim, including Tosfos, and many Rishonim say that the Rambam also, do not have this hitu of Korecha V'Echa. No, there's not such a hidden for that. That because it's like his own neighbor's hand. Of course, there is no such a thing as a ma'isat lacha, which doesn't create a chesed of a nevich, which is the only thing to do, a chesed for the body, and that's a chesed for the body.
Is it
sure that
has to be the first
nevich
in life, or is it the one which is in the first
body? The Rav says there's no difference where the spot. The spot is irrelevant. The first one, a person's life, is always going to be a chesed on that. From the right spot, the left spot, that doesn't make any difference. Okay, now the few other points, and then we'll have to stop. We don't have enough time. The Rashba says that there are two zmanis. The Rashba asks the Kasha. Here the Gemara says that she's a kolag of a nashuk, a certain amount of time. People on the street. Meanwhile, the Mishnah says in Megillah, kol mishakoshim mitzvot b'layla, mitzvot kol alayla. If you have a mitzvah, you do it night. Actually, it's a omer. You have a whole night to do the mitzvah. So how do you put it together? So the Rashi talks about the Chanani, the two Zmanim, and one is the Chatzir, and one is the Yedin. Chatzir is the most important one in the Shor. But the Yedin comes out the whole night. So where are these two Zmanim? So in the Chanani, according to this could be the longest of the Rashi. But according to the Rashi, there are two Kima, and they're Chanani, so one is the Kima of Hadlaka, and the Kima of Pierce and Manet. The Kima of Hadlaka is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah to eat master at night. To say Tzivos HaOmer at night. There's a mitzvah to light a Ner Chanukah at night. There's nothing to do basically with Pirsim HaNes. So even though it's very late, it's beyond Tzivos HaOmer and Ashok, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I can still light it. There's no Pirsim HaNes. If I light it, there's another cue of Pirsim HaNes. The cue of Pirsim HaNes should be only as long as people are up to Tzivos HaOmer and Ashok. So the law came up with unbelievable Chiddush. This is together Chiddush. The Gemara says that Nech Hanukkah you should light a Pesach Bayis in Bechutz, or if you live upstairs on Aliyah where people will see. However, the Shabbos HaKonah, you should light the Nech Hanukkah indoors, because HaKonah put it outside, the garden might hurt you. Yeah, and then the Shulchan has a dying, you say. So the Shulchan Aruch, and basically what we're doing nowadays, we're lighting candles inside. So the Ramah says, when you light the candles inside the house, you have to put it in a place that people should know it's a Ner Chanukah. You shouldn't think that it's a regular net. You put it in a regular net, there's no pierce in the net. It's a whole different shear, the din of heck. I don't have the time that I go through all the values. But there's a din that you have to put it in the mokum where there's a heck, it's clear that it's pierce in the net. It can be tzulin of no heck. That the dafkar. When it's pierced from the net, the whole net is possible. So the most, so that's why we have to have a shamish. The most says that even if you like indoors, you put in a place people will know it's special. It's not the regular net. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't say this additional tonight that the Gemara puts down to put the net of Hanukkah in a special place people know it's for Hanukkah. That's right, the Pshat HaKonam, the Mahdik of the Knin, the Rai of the Knin, and then he says, the Konam Yuchat Nechan, it's already Muslim, but the Afilu Niyach HaShulchan HaYi Zayu. Then this table is good enough. So what's the Afilu Niyach HaShulchan HaYi Zayu? Why is the table different than a chair, a cabinet, a shelf? Why is that not good? What's wrong with the Shulchan? It's inside. Afilu Shulchan HaYi Zayu. So he wrote that, Ram thinks it's a big chiddush over here. According to Rambam, no, he doesn't call it more, but the way he writes it is very astonishing. Imagine Rambam that the man had mamish, basically, on his shulchan. This is his table. So he does everything on his table. So in those days, not like nowadays, he has 50 tables in the house, 100 chairs. He has one table, one table, one chair, one there. But nothing had that, he had more than that. So he has his one shulchan, one chair, and he puts the Ner Chanukah there.
So, and Rabbi Asu, Yehashu Chonar, Mishas, the common diet, even the Mishas, what the Chiddush? The Chiddush Nifla, that if a person actually walk into the house and see what's going on, he won't say this is in their Hanukkah. The faith is done there. There's no hecha whatsoever. Asu, Yehashu Chonar, inside the house, and there's the one shulchan that he uses to eat and to write and to everything. He has this, this man. He wears a shamash, but neither this is the man, this is the man that he's using. So, right? It means that the Mechanish, a Chiddush din in B'Shaz HaSakana, that you can write a Mechanica without this man. That's how the Rav interprets it out. That the Chiddush of B'Shaz HaSakana wasn't stamped. That they said, 1,000 people from the street won't see it. You have 5 people at home, they'll see it. So they said, okay, instead of 1,000 people, have fun. No, the Mechanish is a tremendous Chiddush that you can write name of Hanukkah, B'Shaz HaSakana, inside, Al Shulchan, the diary, it's good enough. It means that there's no kiddush of a nes whatsoever. That people think it's time and that, but you know when you read it, that it's a nes time. This is an unbelievable problem. The person has tremendous problems. You light indoors, and we also have very big problems. You light indoors with the kiddush of a nes. With the kiddush of a nes, it's a big. What is the kiddush of a nes when you're lighting it indoors? Anyway, the rock has all kinds of chumras. Services. When you line indoors, like we do, first we should turn on all the electric lights, the website. Because no one should think that this Ner Hanukkah is for a sound line. So, and they can't say a shamish. One candle doesn't prove anything nowadays. The shamish is the quantity of it is wasted. No. You have to have all the electric lights. Then the electric lights. So then, if you're in Ner Hanukkah, they'll say, oh, there must be something special. It's the next.
Then the lights should be on.
They should be on. Then you light. Yeah. Then the question is also the big question: how long should the candle burn? How long? So here the Rav has another chumrah. The Rav chumrah is that it varies because if I'm right, I still am in the shuk. Shukachati shal yes, it could be a half an hour more. What am I like? Oh yes, that. And I'm coming around by people saying it's too more than half an hour. You should let the candles have a long time. And so, the Rosh said that nowadays, people basically, he gave the sheets that people basically up till 12 o'clock at night, excuse. And at 12 o'clock, the sheets come here. He gave a whole chesed. He said, first there's a rush hour traffic, then Yom Kippur, the sheets are quiet, and then they go out to the theater. And they come home to the theater, and the rest of the night is 12 o'clock at night. I know it's talking about maybe Boston, but here, I don't know, here's the distance, not Washington Heights. Here, Washington Heights, you're on the street. Anyway, he came out, with a psalm. That's according to him, I said, wait a minute, I'm sure. And the Rambam also is an interesting sheet in the Zman and the Shaman. The Rambam writes, you put in as much shemen as you can collect them in Ashok. The Rambam doesn't write that it's like, everyone knows, half an hour of shemen. The Rambam's lotion in Hilchos Hanukkah is that you put in enough shemen, it should last as you can collect them in Ashok. Let's say you light 15 minutes before you can collect them in Ashok, 15 minutes of shemen. If you light a half an hour before you can collect them in Ashok, a half an hour of shemen. It varies. It's not an objective amount. Because basically it means you have to put enough shemen to get all the piercing on that which is possible. That's the sheet. It's a variable sheet. The Rav said nowadays, last till 12 o'clock, regular in that shuk. She put the chest of shemen up to last till 12 o'clock. I the Rav said, we're lighting nowadays inside. We light inside. The person said, we light inside, forget about all the gemaras about the regular in the shuk. It's irrelevant to us. We're lighting for the B'nai Abai. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam called through the night. It's irrelevant in that shuk. Then he calls a separate Allah of Bishas economy, how Shacham and Badayim doesn't pose that it changes like this man is there. So look like this, the Allah of Tilayim and Ashok is this man that depends on the street. Even dividing our Shacham and Badayim, but we have to have enough Shemen, Ashtabayim and Ashok, it means the strange, and even though the Chest of the Ner is not really for piercing the net. So anyway, it became very complicated. Anyway, he has coolers and chumis. So, I don't know. Let me tell you the chumis. you put on all the electric lights. You put enough shemen that it should last as long as you think people are out on the streets. And you're black. And you're black. Even though you might be in the 20th, and you're riding inside, the 20th story upstairs, but you should make this man for the shemen also for the people on the street. So anyway, you should make sure that it burns at least till 12 o'clock at night. And also, you should light it. The Rambam like you should light the Shas Shkia. The Rambam is a big machmer. So Shkia, there's a machlokas in the Rambam, what he means. The Muhammad writes that the Rambam means safe. But the Goyim, the Goyim says that the Rambam means Shkia itself, in the sunset. So, anyway, the Rav said that his minute was to light the Shkia when the sun sets. So if you want to light either when the sun sets or by Tzeis HaKachavim with enough oil, go at least till 12 o'clock at night. Just anyway, this whole thing is a very speculative that inside the house is no, not to pierce the manet, it's a different halacha. Okay. It's not like Tesha said, when you're right inside the house, it's pierce the manet, so it's an airbag. They say the brisk of all is to sit and look at Neir Chanukah. If you light Neir Chanukah, the brisk, of course, is kept low in the Shiman, not Shimon. So it starts at 12 o'clock, you just sit and look at the Neir Chanukah. So 12 o'clock, so like that, because he held that it's a king of piercing my neck. He's not like the Rav. The Rav said, Shulchan of the Diamond is not piercing my neck. But still this man is measured by, as if it was piercing my neck. So I take a paradoxical idea. But the Brisk of Rav, I have that it's piercing my neck, like Tesha says. But not if you look at it once. As long as you look at it, it's piercing my neck. And the man I should look at is Kim Haroah, the Kim Leah, to look at the name of Hanukkah. So go down. You should just sit and look at Neir Chanukah and even look at the candle. Think about it while you're looking at it.
It's only until last of the worship, or it's the whole night?
The Rosh Book, not just the whole night.
No, you
can stop a Sikh Legum and a Shuk, the man is over. I don't know, it's pierced my neck. Later, after, instead of going to the Rosh Brothers, it's pierced my neck. That's just the whole night. He's a key man lost. All right, anyway, you can bring a falcon. I'm leaving your ideas in the falcon. And, yeah. So if I want to say an opposite idea also in the sin of Achsanoy. The Gemara says that an Achsanoy is a guest by someone doesn't have anyone at home to light for him. He has an eitzah, the Gemara says, of giving a penny to the balabais and shtat. And he's yotzei with the balabais' net. So it's an eitzah for someone who's a guest. So, Rav wants to say just the opposite by Achsanoy. That the Achsanoy really not his bias. Since it's not his bias, so basically he should have nothing. But the Gemara says it's in life for Chazal have Rachmanis. A person's a guest, Hanukkah is in parties, or maybe Yeshiva boy, he wants to have himself, Yeshiva boy. What's he supposed to do? He's a guest by someone. You know, Yeshiva boys, they wander around. They don't even have a place to live. So he was wandering around with Yeshiva boy. So what's he supposed to do? They have Achmanas, they say, oh, let's give him some mitzvah Chanukah, some. So, he says that the kiyum that he gets, that the Noi gets, he gets really not his bias. He's not his bias. So he's not getting the kiyum of piercing my neck. Not his Neir Chanukah for his bias. Somehow, the Baal HaBayis, by taking his money to pay for the Neir, is giving him a chelik in the Maisa Havlok. That's what the Rosh do. But maybe that Sinoi doesn't get a kiyum. There's some in that, just a kiyum of Havlok of Sea Development. Okay. I think we can start.